What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
January 9th, 2024. This is a gigantic pop quick hit because Raj, you tweeted something and kind of started a shitstorm with Tony Khan and the wrestling world.
I kind of started all sorts of trouble. That was my intent.
What very happened? Clearly.
Raj? So last night, Jinder Mahal and Seth Rollins, they had that face to face. And I decided to controversially tweet out that they have history. Seth Rollins defeated Jinder Mahal in the tournament finals to become the first NXT champion.
That's right.
You know, kind of one of those things you don't expect anyone to pick up on, but the USA Network, their Twitter account picked up on it and tweeted, "What was the cage match rating?" You know, obviously making fun of Tony Khan's obsession with cage match ratings. Not obsession, but he's been known to reference them from time to time. And then, boom, today Tony woke up and let those fingers go. Matt, have you ever, and then Eric Bischoff got involved, Jinder Mahal got involved. Matt, have you ever gotten in a Twitter fight with anyone? I feel like I'm the only one.
So number one, you were doing what was a very leading hashtag back a while ago, and it should be again, and that's don't hinder Jinder. Jinder's gotten himself in amazing shape. This dude is shredded as far as his body looks. His work has gotten better. He became, out of left field, a heavyweight champion. And the show, they advertised a former heavyweight champion would be here. So the fact that Tony tried to clown that, make fun of that, after you tried to point out that there's at least a little history here between the two, between him and Seth Rollins, this is why you guys, I'm going to shock you here for a second. If Tony Khan was not such a mark, constantly replying to Tom, Dick, and Harry, or anybody that sends anything remotely semi-negative about AEW on Twitter, this is the time, Tony, to, yes, respond. When USA, when the USA Network, who... this is beyond me, actually has somebody that's plugged into professional wrestling enough to even know who you are, what your show is, et cetera, et cetera. And then more importantly, to clown you about you being such a mark for cage, whatever it is, wrestling.com, and how you judge your show's success, which these matches get like 32 votes. Some get like 64. And like, that's what you're basing your success on. That's pathetic. But neither here nor there. This is the time, yes, Tony, this is the time you defend your company when people are making fun of you, especially a USA Network executive, yes. But unfortunately, because you're not just the boy that cried wolf, you're the boy that's cried wolf for like 3 years straight on Twitter. This is why you need to have your Twitter taken from you. People say Trump needs to have his Twitter taken away. Tony Khan, you're not too far behind. You need to have your Twitter taken from you because when you had a chance now to defend your company, it falls on deaf ears because you constantly have this contest of trying to be the world's tallest short person and brag about stupid things that nobody on God's green earth would brag about with their company or their ratings and this and that. And because you reply to everybody because your skin is so amazingly thin, this was your chance to actually hit back, and it's going to fall on deaf ears. It's like the tree that falls in the forest. Nobody's listening because you don't shut the F up on Twitter. I'm begging you. My friends work there. My friends in the future are going to work there. If you want success for your company, please stop being such a mark.
Glenn, are you able to put the tweets up? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Ahead of you, Raj. So Tony Khan, what he tweeted that really took this to a new level was he said, a double standard. Hook, with his 28-1 career record on a winning streak, calls out the champ, and a logical challenge sparks online outrage. Jinder has literally lost every single match he's in for the past year, immediately gets the title shot. Where is the rage?
Okay, just really quick. Everything he's saying is not wrong, by the way.
Sure.
But again, it's falling on deaf ears because guess what? These are the replies he writes to Tom Johnson from San Diego, who said, Tony, your show sucked tonight, on Twitter randomly. Like, so therefore, this means nothing because of how many times you reply or your ass gets, you know, burnt one way or chapped the other, and you're instantly on Twitter crying about it. I'm crying about it now, Tony, because I was sound asleep, my little boy in my arms, until my phone started blowing up by these two telling me what's going on. So if I seem a little abrupt, that's why. My eyes are exhausted because I was sound asleep and I got hit with all this at once and I could not believe it. I actually woke up for it because how flabbergasted I was that you continue to set a new low.
So somebody added a community note, which isn't live yet, but I got asked to rate it on Twitter, and I think it's going to get shown because a lot of people have marked this as helpful. And the community note on Tony Khan's tweet is, pro wrestling results are predetermined. There are no actual winning streaks or losses. Pro wrestling is entertainment, not a sport. Hence, the purpose is to attract viewers. WWE's ratings have increased over the past year. AEW's have declined.
Wait, time out. Wait, is that, call me stupid. I only post stuff on Twitter, but I don't see what people like say to what I post.
Yeah.
Is that essentially like, was that fact checked?
Yeah, you can fact check and then people vote on it to say like, is this helpful or not?
Oh, no.
So, my thing, I quoted that Simpsons episode where Homer's like, why is someone with a t-shirt that says genius in work spending all his time obsessed with children's cartoons? Like, Tony, like, why are you obsessed? If you're obsessed with WWE booking, oh, you got bigger problems than we ever imagined. If that's keeping you. But I figured this out, Matt. I figured this out, to your point, about why do people react this way? Nobody in this modern society has any patience for the ultra wealthy complaining that they're being treated unfairly.
Okay. Yes, he's ultra wealthy, but I will point this out. We're talking with WWE, they're the New York Yankees. Come on. And we all want to see AEW eventually. I'm just being honest. As my opinion as a former wrestler, I like to see them run for their money and AEW be right there with them like WCW was back in the day. I'm not comparing the two, by the way, but my point is you guys woke me up for this. Tony, no idea how angry I am.
Well, and your point to Donald Trump, Matt, you actually bring up a really good point. Okay. So if the USA Network tweets about something, right? Like that's one thing. That's somebody that works for USA, probably making $40,000 a year. It's like the person that does the Wendy's Twitter. Their job is to be snarky and get engagement, right?
But they should not know about Tony's hard-on for cage whatever wrestling.
Okay, but if AEW tweets something from their official account, that's kind of like, you know, the RNC tweeting an attack line maybe about something that makes sense. But your point's apt that it's like we don't want to think that people that are running companies, whether it's Donald Trump, Elon Musk, Tony Khan, Triple H, Nick Khan, we want to think that they have better things to do with their time than get into it online with trolls.
So as a Republican, you know how many times I've been let down.
You know, you should measure your words. And Triple H does that. Triple H, even when he does a meme, it's like the most, like the one with Chad Kroger from Nickelback. Like it's the most generic dad joke safe thing.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But here's the crazy thing. So Tony Khan mentioned Hook and Jinder Mahal. Jinder Mahal, he deleted this tweet, but he hadn't tweeted in over a year, took the time to tweet out who's Hook.
And so trending. Patrick, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, brother.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say Patrick the Heel, who follows us on Twitter. He noted that, Tony's giving Jinder hell for his win-loss record. He pointed out Jinder Mahal is 2-8 in his last 10 televised WWE matches. Daniel Garcia was 3-7 in his last 10 televised AEW matches, going in his title match with MJF. And Abaddon had won matches in ROH, but she had like
none in AEW. She won. If I watch
AEW, she won one match.
She won one like a multi-person match to get into her championship match. Great, good story, Tony. That's not the place to hang. You know, to hang your feather, so to speak. On like, are you kidding me? So again, stop, because like you could have responded tonight and you could have handed USA their ass, Tony. I'm being honest with you. But because you don't shut the freak up over every Tom, Dick, and Harry that tweets to you, or a website that doesn't like your show, God forbid, you're all over it like flies on rye. Like, you got to stop doing this, because you had an opportunity tonight to hand USA Network their ass. And I would argue, out of context, not knowing that you don't shut the F up on Twitter, I would say you would have handed them their ass with what you wrote back, especially to Eric Bischoff.
Yeah. Eric called him a clown. He called Eric a has-been.
So, well, with respect, Tony, without an Eric, there is not you. No offense. There's just not. Because when you first started your company, you would not shut the F up about, you're the new WCW. We're going to take it to WWE. I pray you do. But, brother, you're nowhere near that right now. You're not even the Toledo Mud Hens compared to WWE right now, as far as money goes. Money goes. I pray you are. And the only way it's going to happen is if you get out of your own way. You need a booker, Tony. You need somebody with mad experience in the wrestling business to book your shows and get you out of it. Because I will remind you, Tony, you go on the air and you say crazy things like when you get asked the Jericho question, you get, and I'm not saying yes or no, I don't know nothing about that scenario, for the record, folks. I'm not taking a side because I don't know ish about it. But I will say this, when you get asked a serious question like that, and your answer is, we're the safest company in all of pro wrestling. Meanwhile, weeks ago, that's me checking my watch. You just said you were scared for your life because CM Punk was putting people in front face locks and I was scared for my life. No, Tony, you don't get to have both, brother. You don't get to have both. And you said that out on national air. You went on your TV show and you wasted time with that? Are you ribbing me? Vince McMahon would jump off a bridge with all of his faults, would jump off a bridge before he'd ever come on his own national airwaves to say he was scared of another pro wrestler ever. And that's the difference between you and Vince.
And Bret Hart punched him in the face.
And took it and kept walking and limping through it because he thought he deserved it. And I'm not defending this guy because he's a real POS as well. But with that said, like, look what we're doing here. Again, Tony, you had a mega opportunity to make your point heard. And because you don't stop on Twitter, it means nothing. Did you not read the comments? Like, you're getting blown away. And I don't like to judge Twitter comments because there's only people, not everybody wants to reply or make a comment. I didn't make a comment, for example, right, when I read that. So not everybody is there that thinks a certain way replies. I get that. But at the same token, you could have had them tonight if you did not respond to everyone else over the years who doesn't like your product or gives you suggestions or advice or blah, blah, blah. But you can't help yourself because you are too thin skinned.
I mean, he's a fan. He's a fan who's now running a Fed.
Okay.
cool. You know,
and that's when they all support him and gave him a lot of leeway when that company first started. We're going, who the hell are these Jay Browns? Who are these sawed-off midget pissants that I've never seen before? Despite the Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, and guys that I've always seen or heard about that I would have been dying to see get on a national platform and see what they can do with it one day if they ever got that opportunity. And then they got it. Then Jericho joined, and other bigger Moxley and these other bigger stars joined that company, kept getting bigger. Tony cannot get out of his own way. He needs to get out of his own way. And the guys on that roster, please just, you got to pull him aside and be honest with him, because you're not going to be employed there much longer if this keeps continuing.
Could you imagine if Triple H sent out a tweet complaining that Ethan Page was 1-9 going into his title match with MJF? God.
Triple H would punch himself in his big nose. He would. He would break his own huge nose over it.
It's just, it's one thing if it's some lower level executive doing this, but this is the president of the company. I think it's a bad look. I think he needs to get off Twitter, let someone else handle it, because it just makes him look, it just looks petty.
Minor league and thin skin. Let me ask you a quick question though, Raj. This is USA Network. We don't know who runs their social media. So when you see USA, I've met Bonnie Hammerstein and the UPN execs when I wrestled for WWE. I not in a trillion years would ever expect any of them to know what a Tony Khan rates his show success on. Let's give this place its credit. Is it cage side wrestling cage or match. Is it cage match?
Cage match.
Is there such thing as a cage side? Am I making that up?
Cage side seats is a wrestling news site. Cage match is like a wrestling database. People rate matches. In fact, we should see what Matt Morgan's got on cage match. Should look up their ratings.
You better not ever look that up. It's probably all zeros.
There's a lot of good info on there, but I'll give it to that.
Typical big man match.
There's a lot of good. I really like that site. But as far as the wrestling ratings go, it's not like Rotten Tomatoes where you have these people that are professional reviewers that are aggregated
fans.
It's just anyone.
Yeah, it's Wikipedia.
Yeah, and it's a handful of fans. It's a small percentage. So to take those seriously, it just makes it look bad.
So can I ask a question? If this was my company and it's not doing so hot, would I not look for any .com I could find that's given my company props and try to say, hey, but listen, guys, PW Torch gave me like 3 stars out of 5. That's good, right? Or I don't know. I'm so old. I said PW Torch. I don't know any other sites. ProWrestling.net maybe. I'm a big Jason Powell fan, by the way, for folks keeping score at home. He's a good dude. It goes back to what I said in the beginning, you guys.
Yeah,
he could have had a leg to stand on in this argument, in a very valid one, and said, really, USA Network? Like, obviously, we're breathing down your neck if you're making tweets about us and clowning me like that. That's how I would have played it. But because he responds to everybody's cousins, brothers, uncles, lawnmower guys, pool guy, that bitch is about the show, it means nothing now.
Yeah. Do you think Tony should just kind of get off of Twitter completely unless it's promoting, like as far as like...
Is that a rhetorical question? Of course I do. I also think he should have somebody else book the show for him. Not because I'm not disrespecting him in his... Look, he has a cool story. There was a documentary done on him. I'm not going to lie. I think it's pretty cool as far as growing up a lifetime wrestling fan and eventually creating a real company that has not competed against another organization, competed against WWE in God knows how long, right? And give them a real run for their money. I would watch that documentary. The problem is whether happy ending should be happening or getting like towards it, at least he screws it all up by making people not like him and make himself not likable. So like he needs to make other people like make these tweets. He needs to make like, where's the guys on the roster? Guys in the roster
should that won't be better. Dixie.
Dixie's right or wrong about a lot of things in her time, but let me tell you, if Dixie wrote something like this, I'd be over it like flies on ish. I'd call and say, don't say no more. I'm gonna blast this fool. And I'm gonna get Joe, AJ, and everybody else do the damn same thing.
So, Matt, your highest rating on Cage Match with 48 votes Your highest singles match.
You better not read that. I'll just tell you the match.
I'll just tell you the match. Kurt Angle versus Matt Morgan, 2009. Oh, October 2009. That should
be Bound for Glory. That's my best match ever. That is.
Okay, there you go.
All right.
See, the Wisdom of Cage match. This is why Tony Khan books based on this.
Can I pull wrestler real quick?
Yeah.
Hey, Glenn, where's your match? I'm joking.
Fight against Nintendo in federal court, and the judge said my testimony is why she ruled against them. But you're right. I haven't had a...
No. For the record, folks, for marks that were former wrestlers and take themselves way too seriously, if you've been watching wrestling from day one and being analytical about it, besides just being a mark for it like Glenn and Raj, that actually... No. Not being just a mark for it, I'm saying.
Yeah.
Their opinion is just as valid as mine.
No, but we got a couple super chats quickly. 2K Universe Elite saying Raj pushed Jinder Mahal because of this.
He was trending tonight. Jinder Mahal was trending.
Don't hinder Jinder. Don't hinder Jinder. Get the hashtag going, guys.
Theme song slaps.
Come on, guys. He deserves it. He's worked his ass off for this.
Yeah. Hey, if this is doing Jinder some good, I'm all for it.
Bigfoot Sneaker at Buck99. TK needs to stay off X. What a baby.
Yes, sir.
But I think that's the thing. I think it's not that's the him. Phenomenon, though. Like, people in society like to punch up. And I'm sorry, if you're the mega richer in power, you know what? Bite your tongue. You've won. Let people have what they have.
Our society with the super rich and super powerful, they do punch down. They love it. I don't get it.
It's so weird. It is so weird.
Backwards what we were taught as kids. You're right.
Yeah.
And I think ultimately a lot of people are taking this as Tony taking shots at Jinder.
Yeah.
And you know, someone who's a lower level talent.
It is absolutely Tim taking shots at Jinder as well as WWE. It absolutely is.
Right. Well, Jesus, saying Glenn isn't on Cage Match because he fights on Raw Underground. I'm reading it for the people listening on the podcast.
That's right.
That was good.
Anything else before we take this home? But this is crazy. Tony Khan, hey man, you made NXT was just okay tonight. Although we have a new NXT North American champion, Obafemi, took it off Dragon Lee. But this otherwise high point of Tuesday night in the world of wrestling.
Yeah.
You got to watch NXT. Opa's, he's a beast, man. Big guy.
All right, then I'll like him probably. You're right.
And then tomorrow night, maybe if Mercedes Moné,
Mercedes shows up. Oh my God, they got to get her now. Give her whatever she wants, Tony.
Yes, Tony, change the conversation publicly now. Get her.
We will do a special one tomorrow night if she shows up. Otherwise, our normal time this Sunday.
Cool. By the way, yeah.
Really quick. Did you see Bully Ray's comment on Twitter? He was the first one to reply to USA Network's comment on Cage whatever to Tony. He wrote huge pop. He meant giganta pop. He called me and corrected that. Just want you guys to know that.
All right, there we go. Get it right, Bully Ray. And as always, you know, we really appreciate you guys. Please give us a like. Please give this video a like. Subscribe. Helps us out a great ton. Helps us out with the Facebook algorithm. We're only a few months in. We're growing great, and it's all thanks to you guys. We really appreciate it. Please like and subscribe.
Thanks, absolutely. Guys. We'll catch you back next time on Gigantic Pop. Everybody take care. Have a great week. Leave a comment. Let us know what you think. Bye.
Tony Khan's a mark.
Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in One offers stay clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today. Save big money at
Menards. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.